With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegan and practice sustainable living. We invite you to listen to a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures titled Stop Soil Erosion and Desertification. Make the switch to the animal-free lifestyle.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Mexico has also been particularly affected by desertification, which you know, due in part to her arid climate, as well as what experts report is the effect of excessive cattle raising and associated irrigation. In 2003, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan noted that 70% of the land in Mexico was already vulnerable to desertification, a situation that he said was causing up to 900,000 of your fellow countrymen to have to leave their homes every year. I repeat, it caused up to 900,000 of your fellow countrymen to have to leave their homes every year, with many going to seek better livelihoods in the United States, if they can find it. This astonishing number of nearly 1 million Mexican people per year came from a Mexican government report. Yeah, I'm not making it up. It came from your government report, which stated that soil conditions were too parched for citizens to support themselves and their families. Another study conducted last year found additional desertification, particularly in Oaxaca state. So it could really be said, very regrettably, that your people are among the many today who must cope with the real and harsh status of climate refugee. These are just a few examples of how climate change is already taking its toll on the Mexican people. It's real, it's intensifying, it's not abstract. And please remember, the number one cause behind it all is animal agriculture. People has to be informed fast. However, the good news is that the way to end all this is truly even more real and quickly manifested than the problem itself, because each and every person can do something significant to stop global warming. And you know already what that is, right? Yeah. The vegan diet. And here I say vegan rather than vegetarian, because we also need to eliminate the eggs, dairy and fish industry. These products are all part of the inhumane cruelty to the animals and the greenhouse gas production of the livestock industry that is destroying our planet. We can inform the people of all this. The government should inform people of all this, so that they can see that their lives and the lives of their loved ones are on the line due to climate change and livestock production. So even if they can only think for themselves and their loved ones, they still need to take fast preventive actions now to protect their children and families by turning to vegan diet. But you see, we are not just victims, we are also the rescuers and part of the solution. If we stop the meat eating, we stop the animal consumption. We must all be vegan. There's no other solution. I'm sorry. And the more people do so, the more it becomes like a popular trend. So in that way, it's also easier for people to think beyond themselves when they see the positive results of changing. The main thing is switch away from meat, eggs, dairy, fish, meal by meal, day by day. And we will be living in a vegan paradise in no time.
A top Irish environmental economist, Dr. Richard Toll, from the Economic and Social Research Unit of the Department of Economics, stated that if you're serious about reducing emissions in Ireland, there is no future for beef and dairy in the country. He also said that with Ireland failing to meet the targets set out by the Kyoto Agreement, that penalties are expected to run close to €1 billion a year in the lead-up to 2020. What alternatives do Irish farmers have to dairy and beef?
We can turn to organic farming, yes. And it's easy, it's simple, cost and water effective, and it's ecologically, economically sound. You see, it will absorb even 40% of CO2 if all the tillable lands are organically cultivated. It could be more than that. According to the Kyoto Agreement, if in any country where the farmers grow organic fruit and vegetable, then there would be no need to pay subsidies. Organic foods and produce are grown and handled according to strict sustainable procedures with limited chemical input, or we could even use no chemical input at all. So organic food also GM-free. Organic farming preserves topsoil. Chemically intensive practices are a key factor in the erosion of topsoil. Scientists found that soils in organic plots were up to 60% more stable and are less prone to erosion. So over one-third of Irish rivers are now polluted, mainly due to farm runoff. You know, it could be more than that, but you know, we want to try to be conservative here. Organic farming reduces toxic farming runoff and pollutants that contaminate our water, you see, soil and air as well. So organic farming is healthier for farm workers, the surrounding communities as well, and for natural wildlife. Now the EPA considers 60% of all herbicides, you know, weed killers, or 90% of all fungicides. That means mold killers, and 30% of all insecticides, that means insect killers, are potentially cancer-causing for human and animal, of course. Né? Organic farming keeps harmful chemicals and pesticides out of the food that we eat and the beverage that we drink. So farmers may apply for a grant from the Department of Agriculture, so for up to a maximum of 60,000 euro. So organic sales in Ireland have increased, you see, by 82% already, reaching a value of 104 million in the year up to July 2008. For Ireland to meet the Kyoto Agreement targets, they need to plant millions of trees, but farmers can use their land to do that, and this will help to cool the world also. And forestry is also adds to the beauty of the landscape, yeah? And that's good for Ireland's tourist industry.
notice that in Africa, most people do not show concern about the issue of global warming. They pinpoint Westerners as responsible for this calamity because of the large-scale animal agriculture practices there. What could you tell Africans to let them understand that the issue is a common threat and therefore it must be a common concern for all Earth inhabitants? What is the advice you will give us to motivate them to change their diet?
Well, I'm sorry that global warming does not spare anyone. Each person is responsible to do their best in awakening noble qualities in themselves to save the planet, and of course their lives and the lives of their family. Also, Africa has not been spared the effect of global warming. As early as 1997, a United Nations document refers to desertification, which came from people removing the protective mangrove trees on the western coast of Africa. The reason was understandable. They need wood for fires and for home building. However, the trees lost resulted in salt water contamination of crops and also a loss of coastal biodiversity. While it may be true that other countries in the world are responsible for larger releases of greenhouse gases, there are also situations that are direct cause and effect within Africa. Another situation that has had drastic effects within Africa is drought. But the biggest cause and effect is on an individual level, that is meat consumption, or I should say meat, fish or egg, milk consumption. This category of food, meaning animal products, is truly one of the biggest, or I shall say the biggest ever, contributors of global warming. The biggest contributor to global warming is animals product industry. In terms of drought, you see, one serving of beef on average requires 1,200 gallons of water to produce, while an entire vegan meal takes only 98 gallons. That is 12 times as much water to produce the same amount of energy from food. And in this, I describe only the physical situation. Along with the physical is the reason behind, which is that we must switch to a more compassionate way of living in order to survive. At the same time, please remember that global warming is not about blame. We all have a shared planet and we have shared responsibility. And we all want it to be saved for every one of us. Just like in the human body, if one area is hurt, it will affect the whole body as well. So even if the injury came to Africa from another part of the world, we should all fix it, because we want the entire body to be well again. So, and that is very good for us to have such a noble intention, helping to save the world. Because every good deed helps balance the entire planet's karma, meaning the atmosphere, the energy. So that is the key, to be veg and spread the message of compassion, to let people know that they can really make a difference. And we each can, through the choices we make in putting food on our plate. Please try to inform your people that peace and the survival of our planet begin at home, begin on our plate.
vegetarianism and religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasitigarbha Sutra, Chapter 8. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasitigarbha Sutra, Chapter 7.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats. But God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adalila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
It's been a pleasure to have your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Part 3 of Stop Soil Erosion and Desertification, Make the Switch to the Animal-Free Lifestyle, will continue next Friday. Up next is Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. May heavens bless you with much love and light.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.